Hallelujah. So, thank you, Father, for your rich treasure, your wealth, and all the wealth and power and authority that has been invested in that name. All that Jesus was and is in that name on this earth. We can agree together that we will walk in that place where no enemy can have any place to rule or control us. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Sickness and disease, I don't care. If we can believe it, God can, it can happen. I'm going to say it again. Go ahead and stand up. If we can believe with our hearts, I don't care if you've been, listen, I'm not being ugly or trying to be facetious or ugly or anything. Like, I don't care if you had, I don't care if you had 19 or even 27 operations, God can fix that body like it never been. I want y'all to hear me. God can fix that body like it never been operated on. See, we limit God by saying, well, you know, you had 14 operations, that's it. No, it's not. Are you tired of living? Well, if you're finished, go and get out of here then. But while you're here, let's live. Let's live the best. Let's wear the best. Let's drive the best. We be the best. Let's represent God with the best, with the greatest honor, greatest respect. Hello. Amen. That he is who he says he is. And I let nobody make me act like God is cheap and don't know what he's doing. No. Hallelujah. Father, thank you so much for your word. Thank you that little by little, round by round, we're getting there. You have your people that walk this earth like you did, Lord. We're that generation, we're that people. And everything that's been a weight to us, we lay it aside. We get rid of it. We don't look around at John. We don't look at Jack. We don't talk about Jill. We don't make excuse about anything. We just say, Lord, here we are. And when you speak to our hearts, thank you that we have ears to hear what you're saying. So tonight, Lord, we thank you that all the curses, all the bondage, all the chains is destroyed. We are free to obey you. We are free to prosper. We're free to live healthy. We're free to worship. We're free to praise anywhere, anytime. People try to make you, try to do this, but no man can control me and my relationship with you. So we thank you. We're free to give tonight because people gave freely, Lord. I thank you for taking these seeds and turning their world upside down. I thank you for them entering into a place of prosperity like they never dreamed. I thank you that they leave this place tonight. They will have some surprise money coming to them. They didn't even expect it, didn't know, didn't have a clue that it was coming, but because of you and your goodness. And they were, some will stand and testify, I got some money, I didn't even have a dream. It wasn't even nowhere in my thinking that I could get this money. It just showed up. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. And Father, and when that happened, don't let them turn their attention to the money, but they get much, 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 much more focus on you. thank you for it. So, Father, I thank you that they get 2023 will be the year they get visited by you. 2023 will be the year they receive their dream come true. 2023 will be the year they believe you instead of the other stuff they've been believing in the past. 2023 will be the day, the year they walk out of the past and live now in this great blessing. Recognizing and coming to revelation of the heart, this treasure chest, hope filled, treasure chest filled with your glory. Thank you for it, Father. Thank you. Now I speak over this people here and the people that's not here. You love them so much. I speak and I release healing power. I release the anointing that any kind of symptom trying, any plan, sickness and future plan Satan has set up, I destroy it. I thank you. I break the power and I cover it with the blood. And I say, Lord, open the eyes so they can see and know they will not walk that way. Lord, help them to overcome these habits that they think they can't conquer. Hallelujah. And know that you are sufficient. I break the controlling spirit. I break the power of the lying devil and demon spirit that ease around trying to woo the peoples in the wrong direction. And Father, I thank you. They'll go home with a renewed mind. They'll go home with a heart filled with joy. They'll go home knowing I can have what I say. They'll go home saying what they want. And I thank you, Lord. Not only will they say it, they will have it. And I give you praise and glory. We thank you, Lord. This year is the year we fill this building with people with your glory. This is the year we fill and complete the work this year. And we'll get on to the next phase that you call us to do. We're not going to moan over it. You got us this far, and we're not going to balk on you, Lord. No, we're not going to, but we're turning it up in the name of Jesus. And Father, I thank you. I pray and I hope, I trust they are listening to me now. Those that's timid and all these excuses they have had, and right, I break the power of that thing over their life. That they'll never treat you like they've done in the past. You said, forsake not to assemble of ourselves together as the manner some have is doing. I break the power of that thing in the name of Jesus, that whatever they think they got an excuse, that they'll realize it will be an abomination in your face if they don't correct it. So, Father, I thank you that we agree together here that they will see I must come together. I cannot continue to do what I did in the past. I join myself to thee, believer. No distance is too far. Excuses what they're given in the name of Jesus. And I pray that, Lord, the eye will come open so that they don't wreck their lives, but they will be rescued from all the pitfall that Satan has set up to wreck their life. They'll come out of it and stop making excuses and become faithful to do. Thank you for your faithful people that stand before you tonight in this place. And thank you, Lord, as we go. Every need is met and supplied. We lack nothing, we want nothing, we need nothing. You are the great exceeding rewarder. And we bless you in Jesus' name. Amen.